Hello, everyone. I am so honored to begin this conversation with you because, as you all know, I have decided to be an intimacy professional, which means as an intimacy professional, I also recognize that many group sex environments, legally speaking, and many legal sex work environments may say, hey, we need your intimacy professionalism as a part of our establishment because there's so many people in need of the sacrificial love-centered sex, the compassionate love-centered sex, the companionate love-centered sex, the selfless love-centered sex, the companionate love-centered sex, the self-love-centered sex within the frameworks of survivor friendliness and sensory friendliness that you are beautifully teaching and beautifully demonstrating. Because when you're an intimacy coordinator, you really don't think to go to group sex environments and sex work environments. But because I'm bringing something totally different that's never truly been done before, that means that my survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly intimacy professionalism will have me in high demand by sex clubs, swinger clubs, lifestyle clubs, sex spas, strip clubs, burlesque shows, erotic cinema, live sex shows, sex conferences and conventions, porn conferences and porn conventions, escort services, sex museums, sex parties, swinger parties / gatherings, orgies, bunga bunga orgies, legal brothels, legal massage parlors, and events that feature circle jerks, daisy chains, gangbangs, wrist gangbangs, threesomes or three ways, menage a trois, foursomes or four ways, menage a quatres, double penetrations, venturing, monogamous group sex, or same room sex, also known as soft swapping, including love motels, sex hotels, ethical adult sex tourism, and BDSM clubs. So there may be people, and including this reality, my survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly intimacy professionalism is going to be in high demand by bisexual bathhouses, gay bathhouses, gay beats, BEATS, hookup apps, dating apps, hookup sites, and dating sites too. Which means that I'll have to be in all these kinds of places. Now, all these places that I'm going to will absolutely be 100% legal. So I don't want anybody to become paranoid. But I will say, this, that. It really has been on my heart to talk about that, because a lot of people think, oh, these are just sceneries where a bunch of adults are just, for lack of a better term, knocking boots left and right, out of sight. Well, it's much more poetic, and there's much more profundity than that. There are plenty of people within these environments who are people of diverse human experiences. Plenty of joys, plenty of traumas, and plenty of mixtures of in between the joys and the traumas. And so because of that, they may say, well, how can I be sensory sensitive when it comes to group sex? How can I be sensory sensitive when it comes to two people sex? How can I be survivor sensitive when it comes to group sex? How can I be survivor sensitive when it comes to two people sex? Right? So they're wondering, how can we have survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly attire? Survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly full-body exploration. How can we have survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly full heart exploration? How can we have survivor friendly, sensory friendly, full soul exploration? How can we have survivor friendly, sensory friendly, full mind exploration? How can we have survivor friendly, sensory friendly, full memories exploration? Then they're going to take a step further. How can we have survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, full-touch exploration? How can we have survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, full-taste exploration? How can we have survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, full-hearing exploration? How can we have survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, full sight exploration? And how can we have survivor friendly, sensory friendly, full smell exploration? So these environments should never be discounted, because they're fully human beings. And I decided that they may want to know how do we have autism-friendly sensuality, autism-friendly sexuality, autism-friendly eroticism. That's what they may be wondering. And I feel that there are people within these said environments that are saying, well, we like being in these environments, but sexually, we want something different. We don't want to keep doing the same sexual things that aren't really bringing us what we need from Antonio to bring us. because what he's bringing us is good for our love for people and also good for our business. And I think that is so important. So for me, I think that I will be well respected by the persons within these kinds of places, because it will definitely be a sense of helping them out with being able to infuse these realities that I'm about to explain to you. They may say to me, in terms of libido types, we have to be sensitized to those on autism spectrum as well as abuse survivors when it comes to the central libido type, the erotic libido type, the dependent libido type, the reactive libido type, the entitled libido type, the addictive libido type, the stressed libido type, the disinterested libido type, the detached libido type, and the compulsive libido type. So, and then they may say, how can we be sensitized to those on autism spectrum, abuse survivors, when it comes to the 11 sexual personality types? You know, the decompressor, the explorer, the fair trader, the giver, the guardian, the passion pursuer, the pleasure seeker, the prioritizer, the romantic, the spiritualist, and the thrill seeker. So they're definitely also gonna act, you know, talk with me about the best ways to be sensitive to those on autism spectrum, those abuse survivors, when it comes to spontaneous desire, responsive desire, and mixed desire. And they're gonna ask me, how can we, you know, go about sensory friendly, survivor friendly, blended orgasm, survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, prostate, P-spot orgasm, survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, retrograde orgasm, survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, pelvic orgasm, survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, ejaculatory orgasm, survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, energy orgasm, survivor-friendly, sensory-friendly, multi-ejaculatory orgasms, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, clitoral orgasms, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, G-spot orgasms, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, vaginal orgasms, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, anal orgasms, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, nipple orgasms, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, multiple orgasms, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, squirting orgasms, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, exercise orgasm slash corgasm, survivor friendly, sensory friendly, sleep orgasms, as examples. I truly feel in my heart that I appreciate this calling upon my life so much. Plus, I'll say this lastly, then I'll just talk in general, that they also want to know how can we be survivor-friendly and sensory-friendly when it comes to sexual pain disorders, sexual arousal disorders, sexual desire disorders, and sexual orgasm disorders, including body disorders, reproductive disorders, including mental health conditions, eating conditions, sexual performance, anxiety, and rape trauma syndrome, as examples. So now I can just fully talk to you off the top of my head. I did so somewhat, but now I get to go forward. So I feel that it would definitely go well for me, because it's a sensory-friendly sexual revolution, a survivor-friendly sexual revolution, a sensory-friendly sexual liberation, survivor-friendly sexual liberation. It's basically sensory-friendly free love, survivor-friendly free love. It's basically sensory-friendly, the golden age of porn, survivor-friendly, the golden age of porn. And it'll be sensory-friendly, sex-positive feminism, survivor-friendly, sex-positive feminism. It will be sensory-friendly, comprehensive sexual education, survivor-friendly, comprehensive sexual education. Absolutely. And sensory-friendly, safer sex, survivor-friendly, safer sex. And because some of them may be parents, hey, I'm non-judgmental, they may want to go, wow, sensory-friendly, sex-positive parenting, survivor-friendly, sex-positive parenting, yeah, count us in on that. So, I have thought of this. You may be wondering, well, Antonio, what if they, within these legal group sex environments and these legal sex work environments, what if they want you to have sex with them? Because it's going to happen in terms of the offer extension. First, before I would give my final rendering of a verdict, I would make it clear that I don't do blurred lines. I don't do conflicts of interest. I don't do competing interests. I don't do overstepping of boundaries. I don't do overlapping of any dynamics. I would make it clear that I don't do mind games, I don't do mind abuse, I don't do mind control, I don't do psychological manipulation. I don't do emotional manipulation, I don't do sexual manipulation, I don't do romantic manipulation. I would make it clear that I don't do the whole leading people on, misleading people. I don't play with people's hearts. I don't do what is called soul destroying, S-O-U-L, and I don't do any kind of hypnosis, meaning I don't put people in a trance, T-R-A-N-C-E, and lull them to sleep and have my way with them and be done with them. I don't do any of those things. So I would establish that, and then I would say, I would make sure that, like, there's no no self-harm, no harm to others. I would make sure that we're all healthy, self-esteemed by ourselves. I would make sure that that there is no mixed messages, no mixed signals, no mixed bags. And I would let it be clear that there is no exploitation of any kind, that there is no commodification of any kind either. No bondage. No one's being sold in any kind of torture. That's what I would make clear. And then they'll ask me some to have sex with them in terms of these environments, because my personality, plus they'll go, well, you're on the spectrum, so how, you know, some of us may need you to show us how to pleasure you. And my looks is just a bonus. So I thought about that and I said, well, I want to balance the professionalism on my part. the same time, when you're in those environments, realistically speaking, some of them may want you to engage in adult erotic play with them. And for me, I would never put anyone in any sexually bad situations, because I don't put myself in sexually bad situations. I have learned from my past that well, and matured from it, more importantly. For me, I would have to talk to the establishment, meaning the leadership, because they run everything. And they're the ones who invited me, and their participants was a part of the influence to invite me to come. So before I would give a yes or a no, I would say, well, let me talk to leadership and say, hey, Lottie or some of your membership and just participants, they may want me to have sex with them. How does that make you feel? Does that violate any environmental rules in terms of professionalism, right? And based upon their answer, that would decide my next move. Because I'm very sensitive to how important it is to make sure, are these the kind of participants and members that are they the jealous, envious type? Because if they are, I wouldn't want to sleep with them, because they get possessive in all the bad ways. Now, if they're not that, I would still check in with leadership and say, what is your comfort zone on this? And based upon their answer, that's how my verdict will be rendered, because I will be weighing the pros and cons while they're talking. And if there's more cons than pros, then no. If there's more pros than cons, according to those particular environments, legal sex work, legal group sex, then next I would consult freely the intimacy professional veterans and the sex surrogate partner therapy veterans to help me to make a sound-minded decision on that, because what I don't want to do is cause any confusion, any uncertainty, any mystery, any befuddlement, any bewilderment, any bafflement, any astonishment, any shock, any worry, any fear, any guilt, any shame, any distress, and any dread, any puzzlement. So let's say if those particular environments plus the professional veterans, they both say, hey, there's way more pros and cons. So if that's something you want to do with them, go ahead. Then I would proceed. But if they say there's more cons than pros, especially when it comes to the professional veterans perspective, then I'll just stick to my intimacy, professionalism, and sex surrogate partner therapy instructions and have them under my tutelage, so to speak. That's how I choose to do things. Even though you can get permission, I still consider protocol in all of my choices. I taught myself to think like that. Nobody taught me to think like that but me. And I feel like you're probably wondering, okay, Antonio, we got to ask you this question. So what about being a sex surrogate partner? What if people like your tutorial so much they want you to personally be your clients? Well, I will consult my professional veterans and in the worlds of intimacy, professionalism, and sex surrogate partner therapy to determine if there's more cons than pros and pros and cons. If they say, hey, we love what you're doing, plus you got to take those clients, I will. And they say, actually, the tutorials are just enough, then I'll stick with that. Then this is the biggest one, right? They'll ask me, so Antonio, what about, you know, since you are such excellent intimacy professional, we would like to see you be sensory friendly, survivor friendly when it comes to sex scenes and television and movies. Again, I would consult my intimacy professional world, sex surrogate partner therapy world, in terms of veterans, people have been mature in this for years. And if they're like, Antonio, do it, then I would do it. If they're like, well, you know, what you're doing is just fine, then I'll stick to what I'm just already doing. Now, this is the biggest one. Because this one is the most ultimate out of all of them. Like, will I be applying my intimacy, professionalism, my sex surrogate partner therapy ways to nude beaches, nude swimming classes, naked yoga, naked parties, nude weddings, clothing optional events, naturist magazines, gay naturism, nudist resorts, nudity clauses, like nude calendars, imagery of new celebrities such as film screenshots, nude photo shoots, celebrity sex takes, photos or videos released consensually online by recipients, nude arts, nude art modeling, nude fine art, nude photography, nude and live performance, body nude paintings, nudity in film, nudity in television, nudity in music videos, nudity in print media, nudity in advertising, nude photography, glamour photography, rock photography, softcore pornography, hardcore pornography. And naturist camps, naturist resorts. Yes. And so the obvious question is, well, Antonio, does that include toplessness and top freedom? Yes, yes, of course it does. It does. So they'll now be asking me, so what if they wanted to be sexual with you? I will consult my intimacy professional colleagues, veterans, as well as the leaders of these legally, openly nude atmospheres. And when they say more pros than cons, no. I'm sorry. When they say more pros than cons, then I'll proceed. If they say more cons than pros, that's a no-go. So I'll be in high demand in all of these nudity places. And yes, I'll be a trans consultant. I'll be a non-binary consultant too. So I include gender non-conforming people as a part of my intimacy, professionalism, sex, surrogate partner, therapy ways. And as I wrap up, I will definitely say that I'm a person that lives above reproach in my professional life and my personal life. And I live above reproach in my life with myself, my life with others, my life with the world, and all areas of my life. I want to make it clear, when it comes to the ethical adult sex tourism, such as love motels, sex clubs, swinger clubs, lifestyle clubs, sex spas, strip clubs, burlesque shows, erotic cinema, live sex shows, sex conferences and conventions, porn conferences and porn conventions, escort services, sex museums, gay bathhouses, bisexual bathhouses, gay beats, BEATS, and events that feature group sex, such as Circle Jerks, Daisy Chains, Gang Bangs, Reverse Gang Bangs, Threesomes, or Three Ways, Menage a trois, foursomes, four ways, menage a quatre, double penetration, centurion, monogamous group sex, same room sex, also known as soft swapping, swinger parties slash gatherings, sex parties, orgies, and bunga bunga orgies, legal brothel, legal massage parlors, you know, like legal escort services. I will say this, that my wisdom on the intimacy, professionalism, and sex surrogate partner therapy way of thinking that will have me in high demand at these places, to be at these places, I'm going to say something new I haven't said before, that I'm the type of person... to safeguard the emotional and psychological health of us all, to put protocols in place to safeguard us all from potential harassment, misconduct, and abuse, whether intentional or unintentional when dealing with intimate work, to understand when and how an intimacy director like me should be brought onto a process, to encourage a clear reporting structure for us all, to enrich and diversify thoughtful conversations about consent, intimacy, gender, sexuality, and sex. Within the professionalism of intimacy and sex surrogacy that I'm bringing, and the sex outside of that, to open up new possibilities for us all regarding the nature of professional intimacy, and enabling bolder, braver, more considered framework of intimacy in our work with care and best practice at its core, to prepare us all to approach intimate work with knowledge, confidence, and empowerment, to equip us all with professional language and tools for open communication when working on intimate material, including the use of non-exclusionary terms, to educate us all about consent and uplift clear processes of consent working with sensitive material. And we can use that personal language too. And we can help each other with the nature of personal intimacy too. Here's our intimacy direction guidelines. The episode is done.